Life would be different. Vomer Rava by Marcia, Omer Avchama Bagui, my Biafetan Sakalom Beishlan, I was Keshla, Vomer Chizu Bobayim. That you're telling me I should eat with you and I'll face another day. In Tainus Chaloim, the mile of Tainus Chaloim is that day. I can't. I'll lose the punch. Vomer Rav Yosef, you'll be Shabbos. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah for a second. The Mishnah said, you don't start eating, go to the barber, all that. But im hischilu, ain mafsikin. Right? You shouldn't have started, correct? You did start, as we explained. You don't have to stop to daven, assuming there'll be time. I mean, it's 2 minutes to the shkir, you stop. 2 minutes time in the day. You should not have started. Let's say, the way your toast came out, it was by mincha. You talk about mincha gdoil over there, whatever. You started a big meal. In the middle, you don't stop. Now the Mishnah says, mafsikin for krishma. You do stop for krishma. Okay, that's the rice. Ve'ein mafsikin letfila. You don't stop to daven. You just told me that. It says, im hischilu ein mafsikin. Mafsikin lekrishma. Ve'ein mafsikin letfila. You just told me that. That's the Gemara's kash. Ve'ein mafsikin, im hischilu lekrishma. Mean, and the words are missing. Ve'ein mafsikin letfila. Tono le'resha, ein mafsikin. You told me that already. Says the Gemara, this Mishnah, the end, is talking about something else. This the Mishnah was talking, you're not allowed to start doing certain things before you daven mincha. And if you started, you don't have to stop. This last words in the Mishnah, Masikon Tefillah, is not talking about that. That's talking about Divrei Torah. Someone who's learning doesn't have to stop to daven. It's a new story. Seif Asol Divrei Torah. Desanya Chaveirim Shayu Oiskim B'Torah. From the Chachom who were learning, Mafsikin LeKrishma. That's as a zmando raisa. They mafsikin letfilo. Even a rishayna point out, even if there's no time to daven, means even if you lose the davening, comes Rabbi Yochanan Rina with a qualification. Rabbi Yochanan lo shonu elo kigon. That's very special people. Reb Shimon ben Yochai v'chavei Rav shetorosom umnosom. They never stop learning for anything, so they don't have to stop to daven either. Aval kigoin onu, like us. And what does it mean, us? That's posh. It means even the us of the Gemara. Onu masikin lekrishma uletfilo. As Rashi says, because we who stop for other things, we stop to earn a living, we stop to do this, somebody have to stop to daven. But a person like Reb Shimon bar Yochai, torosu umnosu mamish, who never stopped learning, he doesn't have to stop for davening either. I can tell you, we're going to have a kash. It's going to have the Gemara later on Daf Lamed Gimel, which is 22. That's 3 weeks. When he came out from the Maora, Reb Shimon Yochai, it says he stopped to daven. It says he davened over there. Have a moti Eden Slu Yelavish. He put on his thing and he davened. It says a kasha. He just told me Shimon Yochai didn't daven. It says that means krishma over there. We'll get to it. I wasn't here. So. What do you mean? That's an interesting question. But it's twice only once at any time. Once at any time. At some point he said it bracha somewhere. That you makayim the set tefillas you don't need. Taisis the kasha. Taisa says that the Zera thought he was, held he was Tarasim Nosa. He himself was an honor, didn't feel he was Tarasim Nosa. But Tanya, Frank Dimor, Shem Shem Afsikin Litfilo, Kachem Afsikin Likrishma. This is some against the Mishnah. Whatever it is we're saying, even Tarasim Nosa, everybody stops for Krishma. Here it says, just like we don't stop for Tvilo, we don't stop for Krishma. Well, that's a special case. Kitonia Hibi Ibashona. When they went in to figure out they have to make an Ibiyah. Don't they have to make an Ibiyah? They didn't stop for anything. Because all Klai Yisrael was totally on that decision. They didn't have to stop for anything then. The whole calendar, so they didn't stop for anything. An interesting thing. They took their work quite seriously. You know, they didn't have a computer, you know, like bingo, you know, check, what's your mice manim, see when the mile it was. It took time to figure it all out. I see permits the part of the mitzvah, the hell probably says permits.
The same thing, they were judging the whole day with mishpah.
Yesterday's
what they were discussing.
Okay, I think what it says it doesn't mean that over there. Okay, now, as we said before, now coming to the Mishnah, that explains what we're doing. What was this whole Mishnah about davening Mincha? It has nothing to do with Shabbos here. The truth is, we were leading up to this Mishnah of not doing something because you might forget. That's why we got into this. It really has nothing to do with Shabbos. This Mishnah here, what we learned the last 2 days, has nothing to do with Shabbos. It's Mincha on a Wednesday also. We were leading up to this Mishnah. Lo yetze achayit b'machto. You shouldn't go out with his chayit satela, with his correct. Somuch hashayich close to Shabbos. Shemi yishkach v'yetze. He'll forget it. V'lo halav lebekul moso. The sefer with his pen, his quill. Okay, come. V'lo yafles kelov means to check for lice. That problems with lice in those days. To check it. V'lo yikra lo araner. Now we'll see in the Gemara what this means. Liyafas, can we talk on Shabbos before Shabbos? We'll see in the Gemara tomorrow. Well, Yikol or Haner, you shouldn't learn Friday night by the candle because we're afraid you'll need more light. You'll tilt the candle. You're talking in an oil candle. You'll tilt it. That'll bring more shemen into the fire. You're over a mavir. We'll get to that. It'll be tomorrow. We'll get into great detail. They said Achazan Koyrin Yikro. Interesting thing. We'll see again in the Gemara. There's a Kamab Shot. The children who learn Friday night can learn Laura Nair because they're afraid of the Rebbe. They're not going to think bad. But the Chazan, that is Kamab Shot. The Chazan could be the Rebbe of the children, or it could be the Bal Koyre. He can check just to see what parsha is one Pshat Rashi. I'm not sure what parsha length tomorrow. So he can take a look. They do him Noyach Olech Lecho, but he can't read because that's Laura Nair. It's just doing a quick check that you could do. We'll get to all this. Similarly, interesting. Similarly, we're making here a hachok. We're saying don't do this because you might come to do that. Similarly, lo yechal azovim azovo mipnei hergel avera. We don't want because it could come to get too chummy, and you have a level zova shibakar. This is the mark of an old business. By neither with our hachok is that's this whole business. We'll get to it. Okay. Tanan hosu. Interesting. We spoke about this once. Good morning, Abraham. Missionary. Lo yamed odom b'shus hayochid v'yishte b'shus harabim. B'shus harabim v'yishte b'shus hayochid. In other words, I'm standing here. There's water right outside. I stick my head out and I drink from outside. Oh, if I cared. I'm standing outside. I stick my head into the house and I'm drinking. What's the problem over there? Because you might... You're here. The water's out there. You stick your head out and drink, you might pull back the cup into the house. Then you have a doraisa. So you have to run a reverse. Now, the truth is, the Gemara says in Eruvin, forget about drinking for a while. Stamazay. Can I stand in the house and move things around outside? As I stand here, I put my hand out the window, I pick up something over here and put it down over there. Less than daladamas. Can I do that? As Emmaus says, he can't. Because they're always afraid that what you're doing outside is no problem. You're moving something less than dollars. That's okay. But they're afraid you'll pull it into the house. And yeah, you pull it. That's a problem. The Rabbanon say, we say we're not afraid of that. We're not afraid. So one can't stand in a house and move things around the outside or for care. But the Gemara says, everybody agrees... If the thing you're moving is kelim atzrichin lo, something that you need, you can't do it. Because then we all agree, we're afraid, you'll pull it to you. Say to Rishonim that this is similar to that. It's also. Because then we agree with the mayor. Stam I say I'm not afraid. But something that I need, it makes sense, you'll pull it in. Then the Rishonim, if I'm drinking water, then it's kelim atzrichin lo. I need the water. There we are. That's what this is, according to everybody, will agree. That you can't stand here and drink outside, or drink outside, stand outside and drink inside. Unless, if you stick most of yourself out, then it's okay. V'chein begas. So too in a gas. A gas is a press. We'll see in a minute what that means. Let's hold on a minute. Now, so here, what's our problem here? You're in Rishus HaRabim, you're drinking in Rishus HaYochid, or you're in Rishus HaYochid and you're drinking in Rishus HaRabim. So we're afraid you'll pull the cup into you, or out to you, either way. And be over on a Dorais, Rishus HaRabim. What's if it's a Carmelis? Either way. you're in a Carmelis, the water's in Rishus HaYochid. Or you're in Rishus HaYochid, the water's in a Carmelis. Meaning, where the maximum damage could be at the Rabbon. Even if you pull it in, it'll be at the Rabbon. That's basically a Gzeira setup. If you think about it. It's a Gzeira. What you're telling me is, you can't drink Gzeira, you pull it in. If pulling it in itself is a Gzeira, Carmel is not the Rishus HaRabbon. It's basically, we're setting up for a... Did they go that far here? And again, it's good to know. Like I always say, what they taught us in fifth grade was definitely true, but it has to be modified. They taught us in fifth grade. I started in fifth grade Gemara. Probably started earlier, but I started in fifth grade. They taught you never make exera l'exera. Now that's basically true, but it has to be modified because the never is not true. There must be hundreds of cases where we do make exera l'exera. And there's a big Tosfos in Chulin, big. That goes through these things. We can't make these comparisons. You know, generally speaking, rule of thumb is you don't make exera l'exera. But there are definitely times when Chazal held it was close enough that we've got to do it. Basically, that's our question over here. Did they go l'gzeir l'gzeir by Hitzor? Hitzor is a very easy thing to make a mistake. It's a very quick mistake to make. Also, the confusion with Carmel Shtarabim is an easy mistake. So what's going on over here? It's a machloikas Abayi in Rov. Om Rabbi, he, it's the same thing. Just like we don't allow it Shayos Shtarabim, we don't allow it Shtarabim to Carmel. Meaning, basically, we make in this case l'gzeir l'gzeir. In Hitzor, anyway. In these types of Hitzor. Okay. Rova Omar, he goof Xavier. I don't know, he digs Xavier. It itself is Xavier, meaning carrying from the Shoram to Kamus Xavier. I should make Xavier. Okay, that's my whole Xavier. Again, we pass him like Rova always. Whatever. Now, Omar Abaye, Minua Minolo. Where did Abaye get this? Atosis points out over here on the side that Abaye himself in Beitza, the beginning of Beitza, which we'll get to, I don't know, figure it out. A year or so, whatever it is. And Av Gimel, the Gemara is looking for a teretz why a Beitza should know the Beyontif is his Asur. And the Gemara comes up with a Gzeira Peres, a notion over there, to which Abaye screams, it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So you see, Abaye did not believe in the rule of don't make Gzeira L'Gzeira. He certainly did. But in Hoitzor, for some reason, Hoitzor B'Shabbos, he made Gzeira L'Gzeira. It's a local thing. Now, where did he get it from? Because he himself agrees that B'Derech Klal, the fifth grade rule, is true. You don't make Zeir L'Gzeir. So where did he... He's a marker that here we did different. So he proves it. Om Rabbi Menoa Mina Lo Diktoni V'chein Bagas. What did it say over there? It said you can't drink. You can't drink Shayor Saram Saram. V'chein Bagas. So too in a gas. What's so too in a gas? What does that mean? What's the gas? Poshid you eat. You can't drink standing outside the gas. Stick your head into the gas. But what's the gas? What's the setup over there? My gas. Irishus Hayochid Tanina. It's Rishayochid Yosarabim. So it says it in the ration. Irishus Harabim Tanina. What's the case of the gas? Elalav Carmelis. Gas must be adding even if with a gas of Carmelis. So the Mishnah is telling me not only Sarabim Sayochid Shosarabim, but even Sarabim Carmelis or Sayochid Carmelis. That's where I found that in this type of Hoytzor, I make Zeru Lixeru. Mendy's about to jump on me. That we learned on Daf Ched, Gas is a Keli. Gas is a big bath. It's a big tub. I don't know what it is. That's all it is. It's a Keli. And we learned on Daf Ched, St. Carmel is Bekelim. That there is no Carmel is Bekelim. It's a good kasha, Mendy. His best kasha is he never gets to ask me. He's afraid. No, he doesn't want to bother me. I appreciate it. So Tosis says the kasha. Tosis says that the Gas is a Keli. It's true. But it's Mechubal Akark. It's not a movable bathtub. It's sunken into the ground. That's already doesn't go into the class of En Carmelis B'Keli. It's not called a Keli. And that's true in Kabbalah Stuma, the Marshal. In Kabbalah Stuma, once the thing comes to B'Chub, it's not Kabbalah Stuma anymore, so it's Keli. Now it's the Kark. Okay, now. What? Good, that's also Lanachas. That's a Isaac already. But if it's B'Chub, it's Zichar out there. It doesn't have to be 40 Sur. B'Chub Kark doesn't have to be 40 Sur. 40 Sur is a Isaac. It's also Lanachas. That's an Isaac. Not so simple. That we'll never get to, because in the Mishnayos, we'll never get to. Okay, now, what does Rava do? Rava says we don't make the Gzeira in Carmelis. He's got a pin now, he's got a mission that says V'chein B'Gas. He's going to learn Gas, a whole different story. It's a whole different story. Rava Omar V'chein B'Gas Le'inyin Maise. There's a little background here. V'chein talking about something else entirely. We learned, we've had it. We definitely had it in Brochus. We didn't need it. We had it in Brochus, Aflamet Aleph. Maise, I'm sorry, Tevel, before Gemar Melocha, before Rias, but Abayis, is Mutter Bachilas Aroi. It's also Bachilas Keva. Like this. Pashtish, drinking in the gas is an Achilas Aroi. That's a Shtiyas Aroi, to drink in the gas. Now, once you pull it out of the gas, and you're drinking it outside, that, we'll see, that could already be a Shtiyas Kva. Okay, we'll see in a minute if that's true. Now, if we assume those facts, Dr. Ovo, that's what this Mishnah means. Gas is not talking about Shabbos. It's saying, you're making Gzeira what? You're making Gzeira in Shabbos. You can't stand outside and drink inside. Why? Because the natural thing would be to pull back. And when you pull back, you're pulling back your cup of water. So we're making Gzeira Shtiya Ototso. So we make a similar Gzeira by Maisa. By Maisa, if I'm drinking in the gas, it's before Gmar Melocha, because it hasn't gone down to the bottom of the gas. I finished drawing yet, because I'm picking it out of the gas. So if I drink in the gas, I'm allowed to drink. But if I take it out of the gas, that's already a crime. I'm not allowed to drink. Therefore, the same type of gzeirah we make, you can't stand outside the gas and stick your head in to drink in the gas. Even though drinking in the gas is a shtiyas aroi, so it's a mutter, but we're afraid you'll pull back outside. Outside is a shtiyas kva. That's what it means, chayim b'gas. Don't do it Shabbos. Similar to what we did in Shabbos, we did by Maisa. But you have no right into caramels. Don't do what caramel is there. Hold on 1 second, man. Hold on 1 second. V'chein b'gas, linyan Maisa. V'chein rab sheis chayim b'gas, linyan Maisa. What are we talking? Let's see. This line. Shoysen ala gas, bein ala chamin, bein ala tzoynon, upota divere meyer. Meyer holds in the gas. When, again, don't forget, they used to mix their wines with water. It was heavy. It was very strong. So whether you mix it with cold water or you mix it with hot water, it doesn't matter. Because he holds that drinking in the gas is aroi. Finished. Reb Lezer b'tzorik m'chayim. No, he holds drinking in the gas is kva. V'chachomim ormim ala chamin chayim. If you mix it with hot water, then it's a shtiyas kva even in the gas. Why? Because once you mix it with hot water, you're not pouring it back into the gas anymore. Good. Whatever it is, in Rashi and Tosis and Erevin, we're going this. Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, which means that drinking in the gas is a shtiyas aroi, and that's what it means. V'chein b'gas. So I'm not allowed. I'm allowed to drink in the gas. I'm not allowed to drink outside of the gas. V'chein b'gas. Just like you said, you can't drink your shalom with your head in shayog, afraid to pull it out. So too, you can't stand outside the gas, stick your head into the gas, and drink because we're afraid you pull your head out. And then already you're drinking kva. But it has nothing to do with caramelists. You have no raya whatsoever to this business of gzeiru l'gzeir. Oh, now we're going to continue trying to find rayas. The Mishnah said, lo yetzei chai b'machtoi, right, with his needle, right? Where was the needle? What does that mean? The needle was in his pocket? Or it means it was pinned on. There's a big difference. If it's in its pocket, that's a deraisa. If you'll do it on Shabbos Chaytzah, deraisa. If it's stuck in it, passes shalukid there, it'll be the rabbonon. Here you'll have a raya. If you can prove to me that this Mishnah meant stuck into his lapel, then what are you afraid of? He'll carry it on Shabbos. That's the rabbonon. So you have gzeira l'gzeira. It's a raya tabaye. You can't take it out on Friday because you might come to take it out on Shabbos. Even if you take it out on Shabbos, it's only the rabbonon. That would be a good raya tabaye. See, the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah says, let's say achai b'machad. It doesn't say where the machad is. The braisa does already. Toshma lo yetzei achai b'machad atchuva lo bevigdo. Now, you got to be careful. But the Mishnah says, somach l'chashecha. The braisa doesn't say when it goes out. Zog de Gemara, my love. I'm sorry. Tanan lo yetzei achai b'machad somach l'chashecha. That's our Mishnah. Shem yishkach v'yetzei. My love, the tchuva lo bevigdo. Like you wanted to say, Mashis the Mishnah meant stuck in his lapel. So that's only the Rabbonon. So you see, Abai is right. And I got some Mishnah, Zayelik Zayelik. Loi, the Noka Lobiyot. Mishnah doesn't mean that. The Mishnah does not mean that. He means he shouldn't carry out. It's Machat. Fine. Toshma, have a price that says Beferish, it's stuck into his baggage. Lo Yetzi Chayet Bemachto, Atchuv Lo Bevigdo. Oh, but it doesn't say something like Hashaycha there. My love, Beres Shabbos, Zeulik Zeir. Lo, Ki Tanya Hi Beshabbos. That right, the Mishnah that says you can't take it out on Friday is talking where it's in your hand. So to the Raisa. The Mishnah that says, the Raisa that says stock in your lapel is not talking on Friday. It's talking on Shabbos. That's one Gzeira. You can't take it out stock in your lapel on Shabbos because you'll come to carry it. But you have no case of Gzeira L'Gzeira. To get Gzeira L'Gzeira, you got to get me somewhere that it says you can't take it out stock in your lapel on Friday. But we don't have that yet. The Mishnah that says it's on Friday doesn't say it's in his lapel. The Raisa that says it's in his lapel doesn't say it's on Friday. Now the Gemara finds the price that it is. V'hotanya lo yetze achayit b'machto atchuvah b'vigdo v'ershabes imcha sheicho. So now I got it. Now I have a price so that you can't take it out stuck in on Friday. The Gemara doesn't give up. Because don't forget, we pass it like a rova. We have to get out from this. The answer is, that's a special Reb Yehuda who holds that carrying it in the lapel is a doraisa. So it's finished. Now that's an interesting thing. Rashi explains, why is that? That's an ishkin amal way to carry a needle. You carry in your hand, you don't stick it in here. But professional tailors will sometimes do it. Rashi says, you know what they do it? There was a way of advertising. A tailor would put it in here, it would be an advertisement that he's a tailor. A cipher would wear like, you keep the pen over here. Yeah, it's not, you have to be careful here. It's not the derech hoitzah. Nobody will say the derech hoitzah of a machat is in your lapel, or the derech hoitzah of a quill is on your ear. But for a certain type of person, the professional, it is in a certain oifen the derech hoitzah. Now, is that become a deraisa or not? Do we hold it's not? Because sof kol sof, it's not the derech hoitzah. It's a specialized person on a specialized thing. It's the professional when he wants to advertise. Reb Yehuda holds, since in that setup, it is a derech, it's chayiv. So this brisa will be Reb Yehuda. It's a very interesting thing here. It's not just a specific person, it's a specific person in a specific situation. The professional, when he wants to advertise, carries it that way. Does that constitute a derech hoitzah? Machloikes, Reb Yehuda holds, it does. This brisa, Reb Yehuda, we have not to hold that way. You're going to have to help me here because a lot of words, I don't know what they mean. A nagar is a carpenter. A kisim is a ruler. Yeah. Usually means a splinter. Here means a ruler. To actually explain what we use, a plane, to make sure things are smooth, a lula. A soirek, the best I can get is a presser, what we would call. What do I have for a launderer? A
fuller with its cord.
A fuller? Okay, but and he uses that comb, okay, and he carries it over his ear. Fine. Well, Gardi is a weaver, I think. Be'ira sheba ozno. The ear is something used in the weaving process to have an English word for it.
A stopper.
In the loom over there to stop one of the things from going out, one of the threads. I'm not into this. We need a picture of the loom here. They give a basic idea of it. Rashi gives the whole story. Right. It's something that stopped.
With a stopper or a pull, I can't ignore enough for a single strand of thread to unwind.
Okay, it's something used to stop up that the thread shouldn't slip off of the loom. Again, and he carries it in his ear sometimes. Velotzava. A painter, bedugma shebet savaroi. A dugma is, you know, the swatches. What do they call the little piece with the colors, so you can pick out what color you want?
A sample.
You know, so he would put it on his neck here. V'lo shulchani, that's basically a business, a money changer. That we all understand. Bedina shebo ozno, he kept a coin on his ear, whatever it is. Now he can't go out the way. Vim yotza poter avalos liver emeya. So that's not the derech hoitzah of these things. Derech hoitzah is putting your pocket, holding your hand. Reb Yehuda. One second. If a regular person will do this, a potter. But the umon, the professional, when he does want to advertise, does do it this way, is for him then constitutes a derech hoitzah. One second. And that's that brisa. So vayta no raya tabai. Muktzah mitlana. When we come to muktzah. What's the muktzah? It's a potter of a loss. Chayiv. What? Okay, we want to know if you put over loss, it's chayiv. I mean,
this gzera al gzera goes on. Any rabbanon is considered a gzera for the purposes of gzera al gzera.
Generally, so I guess it's one of those. You know, it's one of those. Yeah. Okay, let me get. Tony Chodo, lo yetsi azav bekisoy. Nazav b'kisa means a kiss, exactly that. It's something that was put on the aver to catch the zivah. Okay? So he's wearing it on his aver. He can't go out with it on Shabbos. Zim yotza potter avalosa. So one b'raisa says, it's potter. Tanya idoch lo yetze vim yotza chayiv chatos. That's a derech otzah. I mean, what is the derech otzah of a kiss? Shozab. There's no other way to carry it. I mean, that's what you do with it. What? No, well, it's not a malmish. Well, we'll see. Omreb Yosef, loy kasha, horeb meya horeb Yehuda. The Gemara thought, it's an interesting thing. The Gemara thought that just like Reb Meir held that the professional takes his thing on his ear, that's not derech hotzah, so too the zav with the kiss, that's not derech hotzah. So it's a special zav. But he says, that's not true. Because there, by the professional, even the professional, let's say the weaver, who's got this, forget the weaver, I don't know what it is, the tailor who's got his needle. Even for the professional, that's not the regular way to carry it. When he carries his needle, he puts it in his pocket or in his needle case. When he's advertised, it's the specific person at a specific time. The Zav Bekisoy, this is the way a Zav carries his kiss. A kiss shel Zav, this is the way it's carried by a Zav. A non-Zav doesn't do it. A non-Zav will not do it. But a Zav, this is the way he carries his kiss. It's not the general derech, even for the professional. Who said so? This is Einochanam. The Zav is not for every person. But in the world of a Zav, this is the way he carries his kiss. This is the way to carry a kishel Zav. The Elo Teimo Hochi. It's interesting, Raya. The Elo Teimo Hochi. Meaning that Reb Meir holds you have to have a general derech, and you'll say because it's only a zav, but non-zavim don't carry it that way. You're going to come to a strange conclusion. El meata hediot shechok akav bebakas b'shabes lemei ochanami lamechayiv. Okay, chok akav. A kav means a thing that holds a kav, right? So it was a piece of wood. You got to dig it out. Now the professional, how does the professional do that? He takes some sort of a tool. And he digs it out and he winds up with a thing that holds a calf. And a person like me, I don't have those professional tools. So I dig it out with a bakas. What's a bakas? What do you got for bakas? Piece of wood. Yeah. Okay. I mean exactly, because he just took a log and he dug it out. The professional wouldn't do it that way. So you're going to tell me, the one says that he's not chayiv, because only, he didn't do it the way the professional does it. You don't say that. That's intolerable in our holds. This is the way people do it. Not all people do it that way. But the regular people at home who don't have the fancy machinery, that's how they do it. That's called a derech. So the one's just trying to say, you can't make lav derech because only one group of people do it that way. It's lav derech when even that group of people don't always do it that way. But if the amateurs do it that way, that's the way an amateur does it. A pro does it his way. You can't make it lav derech. So too a zav bekiz, that's how a zav carries his kiss. Okay, so we're back where we started. We have a stira. The Zav wears his kiss. Wear is a poor word, but because if he wears it, it wouldn't be a problem. It's not called wearing. He's carrying his kiss on his aver. We have one brice that says it's potter, and one brice says that it's chayiv. Elom Rav Himnuna Lokash. Interesting teretz, the word says. Kan bezav bal shtei riyos. One case is talking about a zav. What's the din of a zav? With the third, the second, with the third riyah, he becomes a full zav. I'm not talking about zav. We're talking about a zav now. The carbon he brings with the third riyah. He's zayin akim is with two. The third is the carbon. Even on the same day, not like a each different day. He's on three riyahs. So now, the zav val shtei riyahs, he needs to know if he had a third riyah. So that's why he has the kiss on, because he has to know if something else came out. Because if the third riyah came out, then he has to bring a carbon. So for zav bal shtei riyahs, this is the normal way to carry a kiss. But for Zav Bal Gimel Riyas, let's say he already had the third Riyah, it's irrelevant what happens now. Why does he have the kiss there? The kiss has no purpose. Then it would be called Shaloika. He's not a Zav, basically. There's a regular person who put a kiss on his Eiver. We all understand he's not Chayv Oitzot. That's not going to be a way of carrying it. A Zav, for the class of Zavs, it's a normal way to carry it. But a Zav who already saw three times, as far as we're concerned, is a regular person. Because it's irrelevant now what happens. So a Zav Bal Shtei Riyas is Chayv. Because that's the way to carry. That's the chap, that third Riyah, if there'll be. A Zav Bal Gimel Riyas is finished. A regular person, essentially. So that carrying that is not the normal way. Kan Zav Bal Gimel Riyas. Frank DeMar, let's go slow down. That's not so simple. Maishno Zav Bal Shtei Riyas, the Chayiv. Why are you telling me a two-Riyah guy is Chayiv? The Miboyel Elabdika. I need the kiss to see if there'll be a third Riyah. Nu Zav Bal Gimel Nami Miboyel Elasfira. A Bal Shtei Riyas is not anybody else. A Bal Shtei Riyas has to count Zayin Nikiyim. So he has to know if anything came out. No difference. The Shtei Riyas guy has to know if he gets the third Riyah to become a full Zav. But the Gal Gimel Riyas also has to keep his Kehezhrin of Zayin Nikiyim. So he also needs it. So it's also Kederach. Why are you not helping me? Zogdi Gimor L'nitzcha L'boi Bayoyim. We're talking about a Bal Gimel Riyas who saw his third Riyah today on Shabbos. So then what happens on Shabbos is irrelevant. Because if it comes, it can't become more of a Zav. Today's anyway not the first day of Zayin Nikiyim. So for a Bal Gimel Riyas, on the day of the third Riyah, carrying the kiss on the Eiver is ridiculous. It has no purpose. He's essentially like anybody else in this world. Carrying it on his Eiver is Shaloi Kederach. Frag the Gemara. This is a very important thing. We'll finish. This is a very important question here. Good, I don't need it for my Ziva purposes. I'm a Bal Gimel Riyas, and today's my third day. So it's irrelevant, right? But I still need the kiss. You know why? Because I don't want to get my pants dirty. I'm not Meshuggah. Why is it a lot of Derech Hotzah? It's a Derech Hotzah not for halachic reasons, for practical reasons. Atzuletinov, what they call. Atzuletinov is a purpose, not Atzuletinov. So that itself is a Hotzah. That itself is a Derech Hotzah. I'm carrying something to keep myself from getting dirty. That's a Derech Hotzah. Why should you be put? Omer Bzeira, interesting tarot. We'll have to see more tomorrow. Hai Tanu Huda Omar, Kol Atzuletinov Loi Kochoshev. Carrying something just for a preventive purpose of not getting dirty is not Choshev. It doesn't make it Derech Hotzah. We're going to stop here because the next week slips in. But don't walk away. This is not true. One's going to fall. It's not true. If one carries something for Atzuletinov, it is carrying. This gets into the problems with the rain hats. Moshe very machmin those plastic rain hats. These suan as Atzuletinov. You're basically carrying it so your hat shouldn't get wet. That's Atzuletinov. See, at this point, we'll be okay. It's only that one and eight. But the Gemara's come out, it's not true. Atzuletinov is a full Oitzor. What? No, it's not even different. He says because.